This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're doing great. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every single day from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way that tire buying should be. Hey, welcome in. Hope you're outstanding. I do want to share with you a tale of wings gone wrong. Wings gone wrong. We'll start talking about the Nuggets and the Lakers, a series that gets underway this weekend. We have two more play-in games tonight, so whoever loses is going home. Whoever wins is taking on is going to be the 8 seed, right? So in the West, the winner of the Kings and the Pels will take on the Thunder, who snuck into the 1 seed, and the winner of the Heat and the Bulls takes on the Celtics. Right, he takes on the Celtics, which the only real interest in that is if the Heat win and Jimmy Butler's healthy. Like, that's a hell of a series for the Boston Celtics to open up with, because everything on the regular season tells you that the Celtics should sweep the Heat, but there is this Heat culture thing and playoff Jimmy Butler, et cetera, et cetera. All right, more on that to come. So we got the full crew here. Dan Beyer with a great look. Yeah, good haircut. Strong haircut. I'm guessing that's a 2 on the sides, blended in the top.
1.
That's a 1?
Yes, on the sides.
Yeah.
Yep.
That just shows you have thick hair, because if you had thinner hair, right, the 1 would look, you'd see more skin, but you don't. So he's got a 1 on the sides, blended into the top. Jay Stu, who's arrogantly showing off this iHeart hat, which everybody kind of wants. It feels like one of the Janet Jackson. What was that album with the Rhythm Nation album? Remember in her videos, she had a hat on. It feels like a hat from that, only has the iHeart logo, not the Janet Jackson logo.
Yeah, that's my Friday uniform, iHeart. I'm all about work. I'm a company man.
Right. And Iowa Sam, who he's got, it is getting not to the Greg Doyle level of uncomfortable, but his level of Caitlin Clark fandom is getting It's getting there.
That's, come on, that's not fair. He's just a true Iowa fan.
He's a hardcore Iowa fan, but he's starting to get defensive about how people tweet about Caitlin Clark.
Just don't be vulgar. Well, I will point out one thing about Jason's hat. It reminds me of Rob Lowe in the NFL hat in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's a very, it's just black and white. It's like the government issued iHeart hat. It's the government issued NFL hat.
You said Rhythm Nation, Doug, was the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
What was the name of that album? It's like 18 something.
Yeah, 1814.
1814? Help me out. Does anybody remember why it was 1814? There was a reason behind it. Somebody told me once, but I forgot. And I forget very few things. We are a part of a rhythm nation.
I put my Janet Jackson shuffle in the vehicle
a
couple of days ago.
Ooh.
So there was some mix of rhythm nation.
Janet, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Nasty.
Yeah, that was a little earlier. But yes, this... There was some Pleasure Principle on there.
Pleasure Principle. Yep. Nice.
The year that the Star Spangled Banner was written. Boom.
That's a very random, like, you're sitting around trying to decide what to name this album. Rhythm Nation would have been a great name. Why didn't they go with Rhythm Nation? And it would have been before everybody had their Sports Nation, which is, we do a, if you haven't downloaded the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast, we have a special 1 hour podcast only edition. And my favorite part of it is something we call You're Annoying, where you just get to vent about something that's annoying you. And usually we go to Jason Stewart because everything annoys him at a heightened level. Or maybe he just says what is annoying the rest of us. Only he knows how to hone it and find the specific people or person that's annoying us. Anyway, this is an annoying thing to me is that everybody has a nation. You know, especially when these kids are leaving their school and putting themselves in the transfer portal, they always thank, you know, Trojan Nation, Bruin Nation, Sooner Nation, Cowboy Nation. There's not all nations. They don't all have nations. But that started that had been Husker Nation had been a real thing, a Nebraska Cornhusker fandom. Husker Nation. And then when Howard Schnellenberger took over Oklahoma, he was only there for a year. He wouldn't give guys water during preseason workouts. Remember, that's in August in Oklahoma. Shocker, he only lasted a year there. Right? But he's like, hey, he wasn't drinking water. Now, whatever he was drinking was not water, it was stronger than that. But that's not the point. He only lasted a year. Anyway, he tried the Sooner Nation thing, and everybody's like, we don't have a Sooner Nation. So my point is, not everybody has a nation, but Rhythm Nation would have predated all this nation talk, and it would have still resonated today. So a total miss by Janet Jackson and whoever decided on 1814 to be the name of what should have been the Rhythm Nation album. We are a part of Rhythm Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Do you guys think LeBron's downplaying the series? They're taking on the Nuggets, team that eliminated them last year, team that won the NBA title last year, team that has a multi-time MVP, and in the last eight meetings, the Nuggets have beaten the Lakers eight times. The Lakers have not won a game. And it's by an average of 8.5 points a game as well. Here's LeBron James.
I think you're putting a little bit too much more emphasis on it. This is our first round matchup, and we look forward to the postseason. But I haven't been, like, looking forward to the rematch. The game is played, how it's being played, and this is the matchup. So we look forward to that challenge.
You look forward to that challenge. So my guess is, and it's an honest guess, that LeBron thinks they have a good chance. I think this is going to be a lot more competitive than last year. I don't think the Nuggets are as... You take Bruce Brown off the team, and they're a very different matchup. And Jamal Murray, as incredible as he was last year in the playoffs, and he looked like, you know, bubble Jamal Murray, the fact is that he hasn't been healthy here late in the season, so we don't know what it looks like when he cranks it up to the playoff intensity. And this is a rare space for LeBron James to be in where he's an absolute underdog in the series. So much so that people actually believed they would have been better off to lose the play-in game to avoid the Nuggets. So he's downplaying. And I think it's just in an effort to, for me, again, this is purely speculation. This is no inside knowledge. I think the downplaying is all part of the psychology. You know, last year, if you remember, the Nuggets head coach talked even after the series and into the offseason about how everyone talked about LeBron and retirement and made the series about him and not about the Nuggets. And they were the underdog despite the fact they had the better record, and anybody with a brain would have seen them winning. And even now, as the defending champion, people are talking about the Nuggets being vulnerable to a Laker team they've beaten 8 times in a row. So I think this is you're going to get the best shot from the Lakers, but it's an effort to downplay the series in the psychological warfare game so that they don't that they feel like the Nuggets aren't ready. I truly believe that's what it is. Last year, the series at the end became about LeBron. Would he retire? There was the leaked rumors, and that became all of the post-series discussion, not about how great the Nuggets were. And I'm sure he felt like there was a special level of energy, attention to detail, and that the Nuggets used that as motivation. And LeBron is not an idiot. He's a very bright guy. And I would guess that he's thinking to himself, I'm not going to poke the tiger. I'm not going to poke the bear. I'm going to let the bear walk into this thing, and we're ready. Does it mean it works? I don't think it changes anything. But I also haven't won the 4 titles LeBron has won. I haven't been down this road for 20-plus years. And he's seen the other side. He's seen them try and rattle. And the 2 times, maybe actually 3 times, the 3 times LeBron James has been part of a trash-talking, motivational, it was Dallas in the finals in his first year with Miami. Remember, they made fun of Dirk Nowitzki saying he was sick for game 1. How'd that work out? The Phoenix Suns a couple years ago, when they were up 2-1, and LeBron was backing somebody down, and the whole team was miming it and laughing as they had the Suns, and then AD got hurt. The Suns came back and beat and sent him home. And then last year with the Nuggets, where they made the series about them and about LeBron and not about the Nuggets. And all 3 of those ended poorly. So to me, this signifies LeBron James knowingly, willfully trying to play the psychological game. Psychological game. And downplay the series. And it doesn't mean that the Nuggets aren't going to be a beast to try and beat 4 times in 7, but why make it any harder than yourself? That's the best I can do from that. Because this is a rare spot where LeBron is the underdog and can be playing up being the underdog, can play up the fact that they've beaten the brains in, and he's just downplaying. Hey, it's just a first-round series. We're just going to try and compete.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today is National Cat Lady Day, is that right? Shout out to my daughter, Grace. Her cat, Sasha. They are inseparable. I told her band should be called Crazy Cat Ladies. I thought that's a great name, right? Patent pending. Mark Stein in a moment. If you're tired of feeling alone in a job search, I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of on my own, won't you? Anyway. With one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go out alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. Find a location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. With the first round of the NFL draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being a proud sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss out on Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday, 8 Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone all have pick-by-pick predictions, reactions, and analysis every first-round pick. That's next Thursday, start at 8 Eastern, all the way up to the end of the first round, which is on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Mark Stein joins us, NBA insider, publishes a Substack called The Stein Line. Of course, he co-hosts the podcast This League Uncut with fellow insider Chris Haynes. You can find it wherever you find podcasts. He'll join us in a moment. I have to say the big winner of the play-in so far has been the Oklahoma City Thunder. The fear for the Thunder is you match up with the Lakers and the size, the physicality, the experience is too much for an inexperienced team. That's the fear. But the Lakers are playing the Nuggets, and then they're either going to play the Kings that don't have Malik Monk and don't have Horder, or they play the Pelicans who probably don't have Zion. And it's not like the Pelicans or the Kings have, you know, these litany of players who have been, you know, competing deep into the playoffs. So that's my belief is so far the biggest winner has been the Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's get to Mark Stein. He joins us now on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Is that fair, right? If you're the Thunder, there's lots of questions about them in the playoffs, but you'd much rather take on, you know, a slightly depleted Kings team or a depleted Pelicans team as opposed to the Lakers.
Yeah, look, fair play to them just for winning the West. I mean, this West was as competitive as ever. You had three teams going into the last game of the season tied with the same record, which had never happened before. So for the Thunder to emerge from the crazy tiebreaker scenarios to get the number one seed in the West, and you know what? It's not just good fortune for them. It's deserved fortune because I am a huge fan of the play-in. But something that I don't like about the play-in, and I think it's totally unfair, is how the number one seeds in each conference don't know till tonight who their opponent is. The Boston Celtics win 64 games, best record in the league. The Thunder emerge from this three-headed monster at the top of the West, and neither team knows its opponent until the end of the play, and that really doesn't seem fair. So, yes, I think the Thunder will be relieved to not have to deal with LeBron and AD in round one to either get Sacramento or New Orleans.
I could be wrong, but I think the Lakers are going to be a lot more competitive this year against the Nuggets than they were last year. Do you?
I do think, well, yeah, I mean, they only have to win one more game to be competitive, so you would like to think they're going to win a game or two in this series. And I think our Fox Sports colleague Nick Wright was really one of the first ones to shout that, you know, that's actually a good thing for the Lakers to be playing Denver early. And I would agree that, look, let's be honest, LeBron didn't look his freshest in the fourth quarter of that play-in game. And we know Anthony Davis has been battling back spasms and all manner of injuries all season. So, you know, LeBron was, I think, 1-for-8 in the fourth quarter in that play-in game. So it is better for the Lakers to see the Nuggets, see them early, see them now, see them with longer rest spells in the first round when the games are spaced out a little bit more. But saying all that, it's a really tall order. I mean, Denver has the best home court advantage in the league and maybe the best player on earth with Jokic. So. Yeah.
What are you hearing about Kawhi's knee?
I mean, you hear everything, but you also, it's all kind of worthless because it's always unsolved mysteries time with Kawhi's health. I don't think Lawrence Frank would have done a press conference yesterday if things weren't pretty serious. And look, even if, I mean, it sounds like game one is in jeopardy for him to some degree, but even if Kawhi is able to play in game one, we haven't seen him on the court since March. So realistically, how close to full speed Kawhi can he be, even if he's ready to play in game one or game two? And they need him to be at his best to deal with the Mavericks, who have, you know, really change the face of their whole team with their trade deadline moves. And, you know, this is the third act in the trilogy, as we're calling it, with a Luka Doncic-led Mavericks team facing the Clippers in round one for the third time in 5 years. But it's such a different Mavericks team now. You know, these teams, they haven't played since December. So the Clippers have not seen this iteration of the Mavericks with PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford. And I'm sure you've seen the stats that, you know, Gafford just became only the second player in league history to average 10 points a game and shoot better than 72% from the field. And the other guy was named Wilt Chamberlain. So Daniel Gafford is loving life playing off Luka Doncic and, you know, being the rim runner who benefits from the way Luka just bends the floor and orchestrates an offense. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the Clippers deal with this Mavericks team. And obviously they need Kawhi to, I feel like they need Kawhi to win the series. So how much Kawhi are they going to get in the series? And I can't give you the answer.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Mark Stein. He, along with Chris Haynes, they have an outstanding podcast called This League Uncut. Find it wherever you find podcasts. Plus, he publishes a Substack called The Stein Line. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What are you hearing about Giannis and if and when he plays in this first round series?
Yeah, I mean, that's even more dire. I mean, I think it's funny. Chris and I just recorded an episode of the podcast last night, which dropped this morning, and I asked Chris that very question because Chris is as plugged into the Bucks as any reporter on the NBA map. And I asked Chris, do you think we will see Giannis Antetokounmpo in this series? And Chris said he does think at some point we will. I would probably lean to the more pessimistic side. I'm not sure that Giannis is going to be able to play at all in this series. And look, he's historically a ridiculously fast healer. When I just think about him messing up his knee in the Eastern Conference Finals the year the Bucks won it, I don't even want to think about how bad that injury looked when it happened. And he managed to come back from that and play in the finals, and the Bucks won it all. But that calf strain was so concerning to see Giannis Antetokounmpo just drop to the floor on his own half of the court, untouched by anyone. And it's just not the kind of a calf injury like that. It's just not something you shake in a week or two. And he's been playing with all manner of ailments all season. And so can they, you know, will they see him? I mean, the question really is, will they see him at all in round one? And they're playing, you know, a difficult opponent. It's similar dynamics to the Mavericks-Clippers series. We know that the Bucks and the Pacers, they have this contentious history because the regular season series was filled with animus and the whole Ballgate scenario. But that was all before, I think, January 3rd was the last time these teams have seen each other. They played five times, basically, and were done by early January. So it's been a long time since these teams have met. We know Indy's going to want to push the pace and play super fast. Will they play as fast in the playoffs as they did in the regular season? I think that's a fair question. But look, they also have question marks health-wise, because Halliburton has not been the same player since coming back from his hamstring injury. He just hasn't. He missed 10 games. He was able to get through the bulk of the rest of the season. But if you look at his numbers pre-injury to compare to what happened after the injury, I mean, he wasn't close. And in the beginning of the season, leading Indiana to the in-season tournament final, I mean, he was a top 10 player in this league without question. And he has not been at that level since coming back from the injury. So how close to full speed will Halliburton be? I think that's another major question mark in these playoffs.
No question. What did you think? You know, I feel a little bit of sympathy for Kyrie, but I also understand kind of why it's all happening, right? Where he had a nice little kind of statement of support for the team. Man, I wish we got a chance to try out and work out, but I really support the team. What's your thoughts on the 11 guys they've so far named on the national team?
I didn't think realistically that he had any chance of making the team. I know he badly wanted to make the team, but they've completely gone away from the tryout scenario. And that's just what they've decided to do. And I think part of it is that USA Basketball has had such a struggle getting the players it wants on the World Cup team. And again, I covered the team in China. Greg Popovich, it's his first chance to coach this team, his dream job, the job he's wanted his whole life. The United States finished seventh in China. They come back to Tokyo. They managed to win the Olympics, but it was a battle. They lost their very first game against France. Then they pulled it together, and they were able to come back and win. This last summer, they go to the World Cup again without being able to field anywhere close to a first-choice team, because for the World Cup, most guys don't want to play, and they ended up finishing fourth, so not even in the medals again. So I think this time they really went into it saying, let's get the 12 guys we want. Let's lock it in as early as we can, because they do not want to endure embarrassment on the Olympic stage. And so tryouts to them are out, and they just basically chose their 12 guys, got their 12 yeses. But look, let's also face it, it's early. I mean, the Olympics are still almost 3 months away. Are these really going to be will it be these 12 guys with no changes? You know, obviously things could change, and we'll see if this ends up being the final squad that they actually take. But they basically made the decision that they're not even going to do the tryout thing anymore.
No, I know about the tryouts. I'm thinking more about politics of it. Why Halliburton and not Brunson or Kyrie? Like, I got to tell you, the guy who I think should be on the team that is not, nobody really discusses. We'll see him play tonight, and he was incredible the other night. Like, I don't know. You need size and versatility and shooting and no ego. Don't we have that in Keegan Murray? Like, I don't know. Keegan Murray, to me, is a perfect international team player because he can play 5 minutes, he can play 35 minutes, and he'll be the same guy, and he can guard a bunch of positions, and he can shoot the hell out of the basketball.
But you know how it is. For the Olympics, everybody wants to play in the Olympics.
Yes.
Nobody, the stars don't want to give up their summer generally for the World Cup, but in the Olympics, more than, you know, they've got 25 guys who want those 12 spots.
So understood.
I think it would be really hard for USA Basketball to say, we're going to turn down star player X for, you know, guy who, you know, someone who they who might, you know, fit into the scheme better. And, you know, look, we'll see if it proves to be the right strategy. I'm with you on Brunson. I thought Brunson, you know, by virtue of playing on last summer's team, that would bring him some equity. But, you know, yeah, I was surprised too. I was.
Brunson and Keegan Murray should be on this team. That's my statement. And they have an open spot. And they have Tyrese Halliburton. And I like Tyrese Halliburton. I like Jalen Brunson better.
They don't have an open spot now. The last spot's gone to Kawhi Leonard. But again, you know, what will be the state of Kawhi's health after this playoff run? Can he really go to the Olympics?
Yeah. And what happens if Joel Embiid, is he going to play in the Olympics, right? Like, is that really going to happen with his knee? Oh. Stein, you're the best, man. Can't wait to listen to the new pod. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Be good.
Mark Stein publishes a Substack called The Stein Line, also co-hosts This League Uncut. Great podcast with Chris Haynes. Find it where you find podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. What you get there? Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. That was a hot take you had there, Iowa Sam, right before we came out of break. By the way, it is a take that my son wholeheartedly agrees with. Do you want to share it?
I don't think I'm going to make any corporate sponsors mad. It's just my opinion. But I think that Wingstop has better wings, higher quality vegetables, and better sauces like ranch than some other leading competitors. They're very good.
Now, some of the other competitors offer up the more of the sports bar feel.
Yeah.
Right? And that's part of the whole sale. By the way, I just got some Cajun dry rub in my eye. So if you're watching us on the Fox Sports Radio YouTube channel, you're like, what's the matter with your boy? Also, quick shout out to our affiliate in D.C. who they did a really nice post on IG yesterday, which was like destroyed by all of my friends. Like with friends like you guys, I don't need enemies. But we're on D.C. Sports 1190, okay, in the Capitol. And they did a listen live on IG, and Miles Simon DMs me, that ain't your current hair. Okay? My sister says, how old is that photo? Like, dude, And this one I can't read from my boy Marco, who's Croatian and completely and totally inappropriate. But like, come on, guy. Like, with friends like that, I mean, I guess that means I have real friends because they'll tell you, hey, dude, what's up with your hair? I'm getting older. It's going away. That's what happens. I don't know. Anyway, my thanks to 1190 DC Sports. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. So you had your little rant that you like Wingstop ahead of all other wing places, especially the most notable wing place, right? That's yours. I'll play for you what Kyrie Irving said about not making the national team in a second. But I'll also point this one out to you. I think today and maybe tomorrow are the last days of the Caitlin Clark being part of a topical discussion in sports for like a month. Right, we're like a month away from the WNBA season starting. I think it's going to be very challenging to get people to watch when they've already watched a lot of basketball and you're going to watch the WNBA and no real connection with any of the other players, despite the fact I'm not telling you the players aren't better than in college. They are. That's like the G League is better than college basketball, but it doesn't mean people watch as much as they watch college basketball. They don't. But this is going to be a challenge to that league in terms of the relevance when you have a month where nobody pays attention to you. You go away. The amazing part about the NFL is we talk about the NFL probably about 50 of the 52 weeks of the year. There's like 2 weeks where you're like, it's kind of hard to talk NFL right now. But you have my brother loves that expression, this too shall pass. I do feel like this kind of wave of discussion, which went from the her and Angel Reese thing to the does she have to win a championship to be the greatest of all time? Actually, you go back further and the record, and do we combine it with the Pete Maravich record? Right? Like, that's, we're talking about like a month and a half straight of a lot of Caitlin Clark. But you're manufacturing it or you're just making it up over the next month, because over the next month, she's in training camp and there's nothing to talk about. Yes, Dan Beyer.
I would also say that none of this is of the doing of Caitlin Clark. In terms of, it seems everybody wants their piece of it, of their discussion, of their point of view. While all she has done is played basketball, went to a national title game, was drafted number one overall, and had a press conference. And that's like the, I actually, in a way, feel bad for her because her name has been put in so many different spots. None of, it's been nothing she said, it's nothing she's done, it's just been this natural phenomenon, but I don't think that she's really done anything out of the ordinary for what she has done to draw this much response from so many different parties.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of Brock Purdy, and that Brock Purdy had never once went into a press conference and said, I'm an elite quarterback, I'm a quarterback that could lead a team to a Super Bowl. I'm a quarterback that should be all pro. I should win the MVP. It was all the talking heads that started arguing about it in our business, and somehow Brock Purdy's like thrown into the middle of this. All Caitlin Clark has done is, like you said, played the game the right way. I think that maybe people take her attitude on the court and demonize her for that when she's just one of 9 or 10 other people on the court talking junk in the midst of a battle. And somehow they've translated that to her, like her persona and what she's done. But no, she's only given flowers to the greats behind her and the current WNBA players. She everything that has been talked about her has not been her doing.
That's what Dan said.
Yeah, and it reminds me of Brock Purdy too. You feel bad for these people. They didn't bring this on.
I think it's her. Yes, Sam, you wanted to get in on this.
I think those are all
Caitlin Clark story.
These are all great points. And, you know, this whole time I've been following Iowa women's basketball since she was a freshman, I've never once come into like a meeting with a show and be like, hey, guys, we really need to talk about Caitlin Clark. It has all come to us here at FSR. And that's the natural greatness of this, the natural phenomenon of it. But I'll be honest, I think she's ready for a little break from the spotlight to kind of focus on her new team and get ready and practice. And I'm not going to lie. You know, I came to her defense, like, you know, when Antonio Brown was tweeting vulgar stuff about her. I could use a little break from Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
It's fine.
The question is not, can we use a break? The question is, can we use a break and then you come back and there'll be the same fervor?
I don't think there will be, but there'll still be a lot of interest, just not what it was in the last 8 weeks.
Nine, or
12 weeks, really.
Again, a lot of this comes down to the juxtaposition, right? That you juxtaposed what you knew about women's college basketball. You knew all the players. And the men's game, because there's been so much turnover, both coaches and players, you just didn't know them. And, like, again, second straight year, UConn just dominates the field. It wasn't a great watch. Whereas her games, you knew her and the main players in it. You had historic records at stake. And the games were competitive. Now she's going to be up against the NBA, which you know all the players. They're going to be super competitive. The basketball is absolutely a better watch. I won't listen to anybody tell me otherwise. Right? Everybody knows. Like, look, you can sit there and go, I don't love the NBA, but you watch the NBA playoffs and be like, they're really, really, really good. They're unbelievable. So it's a very different experience. And no one knows who's on the Fever. There aren't any inherent built-in rivalries. Though you do know some of the other players a little bit more. All right, speaking of knowing other players more, USA Basketball announced their roster for this year's national team. And my first thought was, why didn't Jalen Brunson make the team? And then you start to look at it, you're like, dude, Kyrie Irving didn't make the team. Now, Kyrie obviously has had some injuries. He's had some career setbacks. There's obviously the flat earther, not loved by coaches, teammates, going back to his days in Boston and in Brooklyn. He had the anti-Semitism thing as well. He lost his Nike deal. Like, this dude has, and again, most of these wounds are self-inflicted, but there are wounds there. And he has very quietly had not a good, but a great season with the Mavericks. A great season with the Mavericks. He's learned to coexist with Luka. There's been zero talk of people not getting along or him wanting the ball more or whatever. They found a way to coexist. And yet, it just feels like he's an afterthought. Let me ask you guys this. Meyer, you probably know it, and I was stunned when I saw it. What type of statistical year did he have? Any idea how many points, how many assists, how he played?
I would guess 25, 7-4.
Okay, 25.5, 5-5. Now, the 5.5 assists, you're sitting there going like, hey, hold on. But wait, like, Luka averages 9. Like, that's an unbelievable combo of scoring guards. And the bigger point is they're 50-32. They've won games. Shot 41 from 3, 50 or 49.7 from the field, 90 from line. So basically a 50-40-90 year. And they've won. And we're just like Tyrese Halliburton, really? Here's Kyrie Irving on his thoughts on being left off the team.
I wish my brothers well, and I just didn't fit into this team. And I think the deliberation process was a tough one. But again, I have nothing but respect for those guys over at USAB. You know, at this point in my career, I think my focus should be on winning a championship and, you know, in the summertime, just going to support those guys when I get a chance. I grew up in a time, too. I wanted to say this. I grew up in a time, too, where we actually had to try out for USAB. And we did meet up as a group and as peers. And there was a mutual respect that we earned from one another and trying out. And then seeing what 5 meshed well. So I think obviously the timing's a little bit different, but yeah, I kind of miss those days of just being able to get everybody together, break bread, and then compete against one another. And then the deliberation process happens at the end of like the 4 days or 5 day process, even though people know who's going to be on the team. You know what I'm saying? So I miss that fun part of it, of just getting together, but I wish my brothers well.
I loved his response there. I mean, because it's a no win for him. I mean, if he really says what he wants, he's just like, man, this is some bold, you know what? I've done all these things for USA Basketball in the past. I give up my summers in the past. I had a great year. And now all of a sudden you're like, I can't fit in on this. When he said he can't fit in this team, I don't fit in this team. It's the, I think the translation is everybody knows what he's saying. And what he's saying is, it's all the other stuff that people think will be a distraction, will be a bad representation of USA basketball. And what he wishes is, I just wish I had a shot to show everybody how well I'm playing, how good my body feels, and how much my game does mesh with people. I can't believe they left him and Jalen Brunson off the team for Tyrese Haliburton. I like Tyrese Haliburton. He's a good player. I do not view him on any level. And that's one of those you're trying so hard to find a fit. Hey, we need shooting. When, like, both these guys shot 40% from three, I don't understand.
How much of it is a mix of, I mean, because, you know, Drew Holiday's there for a reason. Mm-hmm. He's a veteran, but he's there to play defense and do what Drew Holiday does. How much of it is a mix of scoring, defense, veteran, let's get some young guys. Yes. So you transition. So in the end, all of a sudden, you're almost just picking like two of three where it's like, okay, Steph and LeBron, the old heads, and let's get the defensive guys. All right, Drew Holiday, you're in. How about pure scoring, Devin Booker, okay, like that sort of thing. How much is that? Because
I think that's almost everything. Okay? Almost everything. I think here's probably what doesn't feel good for Kyrie. Right? That Steph, KD, and LeBron have they had to be invited. They had to be asked out of the team.
Mm-hmm.
There's a term for it, right? Like they.
Grandfathered
in? Yeah, they're grandfathered. Thank you, Dan. They're grandfathered in. And I think Kyrie's like, okay, so I'm not grandfathered in, and I don't get to try out? I don't get to play against these guys? Like, what are we doing? I think that's probably what bothers him. You know, and look, Drew Holiday, a lot of it has been, his reputation has been earned because he's a two-way player. Earned. But he has a championship, and so does Kyrie Irving, right? The Tyrese Haliburton thing, it feels like they just wanted shooting. And also, here's another factor you have to put in your mind when you put together a team. I have to find three or four guys that are going to be okay if they don't take off their sweats in a game.
Agreed, 100%.
That's a hard, and to anybody's like, nah, come on, man. Like, they're grown-ups, like, really? I mean, we haven't even mentioned Damian Lillard, and Damian Lillard was bad last time they played in the Olympics. He was not nearly to his reputation. He looked small. He struggled defensively, right? It's hard because everybody's big. Internationally, everybody's is bigger. And he struggled because he had to play more of a secondary or tertiary role offensively. But I also think that there's part of it is like guys are used to playing 35 a night and either playing 10 minutes or not playing at all. Like there will be two or three guys who don't play a minute. And there are some guys that cannot handle that.
Kobe's willingness to be the defensive stopper guy went like millions of miles for that team.
Yeah.
Because then how is anybody else on the team not going to be willing to sacrifice if he was that guy?
The curious part is going to be who they add. And I saw, I think it was Austin Rivers suggested that they add Cooper Flagg as the 12th guy. My only fear on the adding Cooper Flagg, I love the idea of adding Cooper Flagg. And they'll have, by the way, they'll have like young guys who travel with them that practice with them. I don't know if you, do you guys know that? They'll have like four or five dudes that are the young, the Cooper Flaggs of the world, some of the top college players, they get to travel with them. The only fear of that one is, what if you need a guy? Like big guys, you're gonna kind of need because they other team like again, international basketball is not like American NBA basketball. They will throw the ball to the big guy. And if you can't play post defense, they're super physical, you're gonna struggle with a traditional center, and then they can play traditional zone defensively. So you know, it does Joel Embiid play? Are we sure he plays? And if not, you got to replace him with somebody who can play. And then for the 12th man, are you going to replace him with somebody who can play or somebody who's just happy to be there? That's where like a Brook Lopez becomes like a perfect addition because he can play some, but if you don't play Brook, like he ain't going to say anything. But I like Kyrie's approach. I think Kyrie said everything he wanted to say without saying what he wanted to say. Right? He took the high road and said, I'm going to cheer for those guys. They're my brothers. I wish them well. And if I can support them, I'll be there for them. He also kind of got his little, like, sure missed the days when we got to try out. I'm not bitter, but I just want an opportunity. You know, Kyrie's a super, if you know him, super bright dude. At times, too smart for his own good. But he's had bad moments with the press before. That was not one of them. And I actually agree with him. Like, we're not grandfathering Kyrie Irving. It's not like he's at the end of his career. He had an unbelievable year. We're really going to take Tyrese Halliburton and Drew Holiday over Jalen Brunson and Kyrie Irving sight unseen. Hard picks, hard decisions. Interesting the path we've gone.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.